As journalists around Washington spend this weekend contemplating President Bush's first 100 days in office, NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr explains the origins of this marker in the presidential course.
Leaving aside Napoleon's 100-day comeback between his Elba and his St. Helena exile in 1815, the concept of the crucial 100 days belongs to President Franklin D. Roosevelt. What he did in that time for a nation mired in depression, unemployment at 25%, remains an astonishing episode in our political history. He closed down the banks to keep them from going under. He provided relief for the jobless. He reformed the tax code, created the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Civilian Conservation Corps, and the National Recovery Administration. Since that time, the 100 days has become a sort of ritual, as much concerned with unexpected events as with presidential initiatives. Thus, the Kennedy 100 days gave us measures to recover from recession, the Peace Corps, the Food for Peace program, and the Hemispheric Alliance for Progress. But it also gave us the fiasco of the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba, and on the 100th day, an involvement in trying to save Laos from the communists. The Nixon 100 days gave us a program to end hunger in America, but also the secret bombing of Cambodia and the shooting down by North Korea of a Navy reconnaissance plane with 31 aboard. There were no survivors. Fast forward to President Clinton, whose 100 days were chaotic. He became bogged down in a controversy over gays in the military. He lost his first two choices for attorney general over what was called a nanny problem. He couldn't even come up with a slogan that would stick. Remember the Roosevelt New Deal, the Truman Fair Deal, the Kennedy New Frontier? Does anybody remember President Clinton's New Covenant? President Bush, like Nixon, saw a Navy reconnaissance plane down during his first 100 days. For the rest, the Bush 100 days were more works in progress than accomplishments completed. His program for huge tax cuts was still in contention between Senate and House. Education, his first campaign priority, was still in the congressional mill. The Bush White House is aware of this, as all 535 members of Congress are invited to lunch on Monday to observe, if not to celebrate, the date. One Bush aide says this president should get an extra 36 days to make up for the time lost in the Florida recount. This is Daniel Schorr.